shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A winter storm system bringing our northern counties a little bit of snow. I'll show you how much they could get coming up.
A man is in police custody this morning after this huge scene outside a Nash County home. How authorities say his arrest is connected to a lockdown at a Wilson nursing home.
Events are happening here and across the country today to celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. We take you inside one major event that gets started in just a few hours.
Two more teams moving on after an exciting Sunday in the NFL playoffs. Who the winners will play next after their thrilling wins, including one in a huge upset. We will talk about it and get your Monday started here for you. I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yes, let's get this Monday started. We'll get to Brian Schroeder with a look at traffic in just a moment. But first, we have meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in with us today with your Monday forecast.
We have winter alerts just to the north and west of us. None of our counties are under any kind of winter weather advisory or warning, but some heavy snow will be possible across the North Carolina mountains as this winter storm system continues to move to the east. It's a cold front that's moving through, and we also have some moisture. So some heavy snow west of us, but we also have some light snow in our viewing area. At least that's what we're thinking. We don't have any ground truth to this. We don't have cameras in these particular locations. We do have one in Roxboro, and we're going to keep a close eye on that. I haven't seen snow there yet, but we do have some snow moving into our northwestern counties and in Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Also, a little bit of snow showing up on the radar. So maybe a dusting possible. Ground temperatures are still above freezing right now. A dusting maybe a little bit more than that, but not a huge event. And I think the roads are going to stay okay. So here's a look at future cast. Some light snow for our northern counties through this morning. The rest of us staying dry this morning. And then as we head toward 10 o'clock in the morning, still it's from mainly the Triangle North where we have some rain, maybe mixing with a few snowflakes at times. At lunchtime, still a little bit of rain in our northern counties, and then we'll dry out across the entire viewing area late this evening. But ground temperatures, road temperatures are above freezing, so again, wouldn't expect any issues on the roads. This is our Roxboro Skycam. I don't see any snow, but I'll keep my eye on it this morning. Temperatures are above freezing in the 30s and 40s out there. It does stay cool today. We'll have mainly cloudy skies with high temperatures near 50 degrees.
Amy, thanks. Today, people across the country and here in the Triangle will honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. with events and a day of service. WRL's Laura Levine is live in Durham this morning. And Laura, in just a few hours, one of those big events will get started in just a few hours.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, right now we are inside the Sheraton, but in just a few hours, as you've mentioned, the doors will open to the public. Behind me here, you can see all of the tables set up and staff here beginning to finish those final touches as we await for the big crowds for this very important event. They're ready to welcome hundreds of people from all walks of life to honor the work and legacy of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Take a look at big crowds from last year's event, that video you're looking at right now. The theme for the 44th annual Triangle Martin Luther King Jr. Interfaith Prayer Breakfast is It Starts With Me, Creating a Beloved Community. A very important topic, one that we will hear from many speakers on today, really emphasizing that message and working to continue building the gap and building bridges of hope. So the doors will open here at 6 o'clock this morning. Breakfast will be available starting at 8 and the program begins at 7:15. Of course, we're going to have it right here on WRL as well as live streamed. And WRL's very own Gerald Owens will be the MC for today's event. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Durham.
Laura, thanks. WRL will broadcast a portion of the breakfast beginning at 8 this morning. We will also live stream an expanded version on our website. Capital Broadcasting Company is a proud sponsor of the event.
Today, a march in Raleigh will celebrate the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The annual MLK Memorial March gets started at 11 o'clock this morning at the State Capitol Building. This is video from last year's march. Civic organizations, community leaders, and families will all participate to honor King.
A man is in police custody this morning after police say he fired at least one shot outside a nursing home Sunday. This was a scene late last night in the town of Whitakers, where that man was arrested after a standoff with police. That happened hours after the Wilson Pines Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Wilson was put under lockdown because of the shooting. Police say the shot was fired after a fight between two people. No one was hurt. The person who fired the shot was able to get away. The arrest location on Nick Coley Road in Whitaker's is nearly 40 miles away from the nursing home. The man who was arrested was taken to the Wilson Police Department to face charges.
Today, the first votes will be cast in the race for the White House in 2024. The voters in Iowa will brave some brutally cold weather to support their candidates in the state's Republican caucus. Candidates made their final push to voters across the state yesterday. The outcome could help make or break some candidates' momentum as they vie for the Republican nominee for president. A new NBC News poll shows 48% of likely caucus goers there say they will support former President Donald Trump. That's more than double the backing of his top contender, Nikki Haley.
A short-term spending bill that would keep the government open through early March could go to a vote tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader unveiled the bill Sunday. It would fund the government in a two-step process through March 1st and March 8th. It would replace another short-term funding bill that's set to run out on Friday.
A woman is dead after a crash on I-95 in Johnston County. Authorities say she was driving south Sunday when her car veered over the median. It was hit by two cars driving in the northbound lanes. The drivers of both northbound cars and one passenger were taken to the hospital. State troopers are investigating that crash.
New this morning, North Korea says it has successfully tested a new ballistic missile. North Korea state media says it tested a solid fuel intermediate range ballistic missile, or IRBM, yesterday. They say it was equipped with a hypersonic warhead. The report comes a day after the South Korean and Japanese militaries detected the launch from a site near the North Korean capital. North Korea says the test was a success, but didn't provide any other details. It comes as the country pursues harder-to-detect weapons designed to strike U.S. targets.
The Biden administration is demanding Texas stop its efforts to block Border Patrol's access along part of the southern border. That's according to CNN, who obtained a Department of Homeland Security letter. This comes after a woman and two children drowned while trying to cross the Rio Grande River near Eagle Pass, Texas, on Friday. The White House says Border Patrol asked Texas officials if they could have access to the border to help migrants, but were denied. CNN says the administration's letter to Texas Attorney General called the state's actions unconstitutional.
A man is seriously injured after a plane crash in North Carolina. State Highway Patrol says 62-year-old Peter Granow of South Carolina crashed when trying to land his single-engine Cessna at Lake Norman Air Park. They say the plane hit several trees and then crashed into the front yard of a home. Granow was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating.
Detroit Lions fans are celebrating a playoff win for the first time in more than three decades. The Lions beat the Los Angeles Rams last night 24-23. The first time the Lions played a playoff game at home since 1994 and the very first time they have won since 1992. The Lions will play another home game next week, hosting the winner of tonight's game between Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. And the Green Bay Packers are moving on in the NFL playoffs after a big upset in the Big D. The Packers scored early and often against the Dallas Cowboys. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead in the first half. They won 48-32, and it is the first time a number 7 seed has ever knocked off the number 2 seed in the NFL playoffs. The Packers will play San Francisco in the next round of the playoffs, and that is Saturday night.
That Packers 49ers game will be on Fox 50 at 8 Saturday night. And the game between the Lions and either the Eagles or Buccaneers will air on WRAL Sunday afternoon at 3.
The mayor of Apex is taking his message about substance abuse to lawmakers.
This is a crisis. This is a public health and safety crisis, and we have to take it seriously.
His call for more resources to combat overdoses in schools and the unique perspective he brings to this issue.
Thousands hit the streets to honor the life of a fallen police officer. How their ride through Greensboro is helping the family of Sergeant Dale Nix.
And cold weather makes a return. And you're looking live right now in Roxborough, WRL Live Cam Network. Meteorologist Amy Willith will join us after the break for when we can expect our morning lows to dip down into the 20s, maybe even the teens in some places.
Welcome
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilm with them for Elizabeth this morning. Keeping an eye on the radar, it's showing some snow in our northern counties, Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and in Person County. I have not seen any snow from our cameras in South Hill or in Roxboro. I'm keeping my eye on them, but the radar continues to indicate that there's some snow. That's because there's some snow in the higher levels, but once you get down to the surface, check out these dew points in the 20s, 25 in Roxboro, the temperature 36. You need these numbers to be the same, if not very close together, for that to get all the way down to the ground. So that's why we're not seeing any ground truth with this on any of our cameras. This is a live look at South Hill. Haven't seen any snow here, but we'll continue to monitor this through the morning. It's a pretty cool day today, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s.
This week, the mayor of Apex will speak at a House Select Committee hearing on whether Narcan should be made more accessible in schools. Apex Mayor Jacques Gilbert is pushing for more to be done on a local level as substance abuse, opioid, and fentanyl deaths are on the rise. He has a different perspective on this crisis than a typical mayor might because his former job as a school resource officer.
We got a lot of products that has THC, and then when you add fentanyl to it, and they may not even know that fentanyl is involved or a part of that product, it creates a significant risk for our community. It's a public health and safety risk. So for me as an SRO, I did unfortunately have to work with parents that had those tragic deaths associated with those type of things. And it's getting worse.
85 of North Carolina's 115 school systems have Narcan on some campuses. In the 2020 and 2021 school year, Narcan was used 14 times for suspected overdoses. Gilbert will share thoughts on with lawmakers on Wednesday.
People in Greensboro are honoring the life of fallen police sergeant Dale Nix. Thousands came out for a memorial bike ride organized by Operation Flyer Flag. Sergeant Nix was shot and killed last month when investigators say he confronted three men attempting to steal beer from a Sheetz in Guilford County. Event organizer Nathan Shepard says the memorial ride shows how much Sergeant Nix meant to the community.
This is just a testament to what kind of person he was. Number one, what he meant to this city and to his department, and also how much people appreciate law enforcement officers.
The memorial ride went through downtown Greensboro. People paid $20 to participate. Organizers sold a Sergeant Nix badge sticker. Proceeds from the event and stickers will go to Nix's family.
Philadelphia police are looking for someone who vandalized a Holocaust memorial in that city yesterday. And we want to warn you, this image you're about to see is disturbing. Someone spray painted a swastika on a wall of the Horowitz-Wasserman Holocaust Memorial Plaza. The suspect you can see here was wearing a ski mask, so you can't see the face. Officials with the plaza say workers will remove that swastika as soon as possible. It comes as the Israel-Hamas war reached its 100th day yesterday, and anti-Semitic incidents like this has dramatically increased.
Supporters of Ukraine gathered in Raleigh Sunday, honoring Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy and sharing a dream of their own. Their dream is victory in the war with Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is working with a growing number of countries on a peace plan, but Russia is not a part of those talks at this time. Pro-Palestinian protesters marched in downtown Raleigh Sunday, at some point blocking traffic. The crowd was chanting and carrying Palestinian flags and signs in support of Palestinians.
Rivers of lava are creeping toward a small fishing village in Iceland. A volcano there in the southwestern part of the country opened two cracks in the earth. The town of Grindavik, just 30 miles from the capital, 4,000 people were evacuated this weekend. Many of their homes are on fire. Iceland's president said this will damage property, but it's unlikely to hurt any people. Looks nasty for sure there. Elizabeth Gardner has the day off, so Amy Wilmoth is over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Good morning to you. We're looking to our north a little bit here, I see.
We are. Now, this is not going to be a big deal. I know you look at the radar, and then we see those deep shades of blue. We're not seeing any ground truth on any of our cameras, but there is the indication that we have some wintry precipitation in our northern counties in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and also in Person County, close to Roxboro, and northern Granville County as well. But the dew point's pretty low. I'll show you that in a moment. I think that's why we're not seeing any of this reach the ground. This is a live look at our Roxboro camera. I'm watching this one and our South Hill camera. Haven't seen any flakes yet. If you have any snow and you're in those areas, shoot me an email, awilmoth@wrl.com. Let me know if you're getting some snow. 36 the current temperature in Roxboro, 37 in South Hill, low 40s in the Triangle, 41 in Fayetteville. But look at the dew points. They are far from the actual air temperature in our northern counties. So that's why we aren't seeing any of this make it to the ground. It's pretty dry at the surface. It's tough for that snow to get it all the way down to the ground. It's snowing in the upper levels, but it's just not making it down to the surface where we are. This is all part of a bigger system that's bringing some more snow back to the west of us. The North Carolina mountains under winter weather alerts, they could get up to 8 inches in a few spots in the North Carolina mountains. They've had some heavy snow in Tennessee. Nashville, the radar indicating close to 5 inches of snow. So if you have some traveling plans for today out that take you out west, make sure to call ahead before you head out. Here's a look at the clouds, rain, and temperature for today. Again, a wintry mix possible in our northern counties, but with the air so dry at the surface, it's going to be hard for this to be a real impactful storm. And temperatures stay above freezing. Road temperatures are above freezing as well. But it's our northern counties today that we'll be watching throughout the day. And then as we head into tomorrow, we'll watch a low pressure system that could impact our southeastern counties. So at lunchtime tomorrow, some light rain possible for our southern and southeastern counties, and that continues into the afternoon and evening. It's just light rain. Temperatures stay above freezing, so we're not worried about any frozen precipitation tomorrow. So hour by hour today, for most of us, it's mainly cloudy. It does stay on the cool side with high temperatures in the low 50s this afternoon. This is what's headed our way. We have some Arctic air that's going to head our way. It's not going to get this cold, but check out these wind chills back to the north and west of us. This is some brutally cold air. The coldest air so far this season will get here as we get into the middle of the week. Want to show you the numbers. 20 degrees Wednesday morning, the coldest we've been so far this year, this season, 23, and it stays really cold for the rest of the week. Over the weekend, we could even get down into the teens for morning lows. So very cold air settling in eventually as we get to the middle of the week.
Quite the difference. All right, Amy, thank you. A Duke basketball legend returns to Durham to honor Martin Luther King Jr. The message Grant Hill is sharing as part of Duke's observances of the holiday.
A Nash County deputy shows his talents go beyond the badge. He shows his school spirit thanks to a little help from a cheer squad. .453 is the time right now on your Monday morning, and this is a live look from our WRL LiveCam network, Franklinton. Good morning to you. Be ready for some cold temperatures from wherever you are watching this morning. There's also another batch of SpaceX Starlink rockets now in orbit.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff. Falcon 9, go Starlink, go SpaceX.
And Falcon 9 rocket carrying 23 satellites took off from Florida's Space Coast last night. This is SpaceX's 300th successful launch. It has put thousands of Starlink satellites into orbit for internet access around the world.
Today, Duke University will host its Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Volunteers will package more than 150,000 meals to be distributed through the Interfaith Food Shuttle. On Sunday, Olympian, NBA Hall of Famer, and former Duke star Grant Hill honored the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. He spoke at Duke's commemoration event Sunday.
To come here and celebrate Dr. King, his legacy, and as I said, just the reminder of what he stood for and, you know, how that message is, as much as we've progressed, we still need to be reminded of that. To
connect. The theme of Sunday's event was Our Path to Progress, realizing King's dream of true freedom for all.
Ariana Grande is back with new music, and a new documentary is looking at combat veterans in the court system. David Daniel has our Hollywood Minute.
Ariana Grande faces her critics and rumor mongers in the lyrics and music video for her new song titled Yes And. The Grammy winner's first solo release in more than 3 years is the first single off her upcoming seventh album, Eternal Sunshine, due out this year.
I was lost in a combat mindset where I was back at war.
There is a significant minority of veterans who come home with post-traumatic stress.
bringing their war home with them and acting out against their communities.
Those Who Serve focuses on three psychologically wounded veterans facing murder and other charges. The documentary looks at how the U.S. justice system deals with combat veterans and asks what our moral obligations are to those who fall trying to re-enter society. Those Who Serve is now streaming on Prime Video. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A hockey player who's been out of the game for more than 20 years is back on the ice and getting physical. Check it out. Terry Ryan last played professionally in 2003. Last night, his hometown team, the Newfoundland Growlers of the ECHL, signed him up because the team was short on players. And on his 47th birthday, he got into a fight on the ice. Yeah, the team named him Player of the Game for his efforts.
This Nash County School Resource Officer really channeled his school spirit last week, trading in his handcuffs for those pom-poms. Deputy Williams was working the Northern Nash High School boys basketball game against Franklinton High on Wednesday, and he showed off the choreography he learned. His cheering may have just been what helped the Northern Nash boys score a win. Ooh, and the jump there, too.
The jump split, that's amazing. Honoring the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., this is a live look right now at the breakfast, the prayer breakfast that is getting together today. There are all kinds of events happening around the Triangle.
It's a chilly morning as you look live at South Hill, Virginia. This is one of the places that may see some snow flurries this morning. We're on the lookout for them. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth will join us with a look at your Monday forecast.
And Oppenheimer, a big winner at last night's Critics' Choice Awards. We'll break down some of the other honorees as the award circuit turns toward the Emmys tonight.